All right. 7:33 in the program Friday mornings, which means it is now time for another edition of Friday Finances with Scott Sampier from Northwestern Mutual. Scott is in studio joining us this morning. Morning, sir. How are you?
Mr. Jason Lee, how are you, fine, sir?
I'm doing awesome, man. How's the week going?
We're back at it, man. I'm fired up. Pitbull, man. I love that Fireball song. I came rolling in here jamming.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's kind of turning into the Friday anthem of songs, just to kind of get people moving, man. Friday, the weekend's here. You know, I know the Haunted Hayride kicked off last night. Belle and I are checking that out tomorrow night. First time I've gone to it, so it should be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
a lot of people put a lot of work, I know that much, into the different displays and setups and whatnot. And then hoping that our Leos can take out the Finns on Sunday, man.
I'm confident they will.
Okay.
I'm feeling it.
I like your confidence.
We're going on a roll. Absolutely.
I'm all about that. That'd be great. Going on a nice little win streak would be awesome.
Yeah.
There are tips out there for the Lions to get better and also for you to take care of yourself when you decide to hang up the cleats in your own office, right?
There you go. I like that segue, Jason Lee. Perfect. there are a lot of great things going on this weekend. I'm going to check out that Fresh Coast Film Fest. I've got some buddies doing that. That should be good. Haunted Hayride, I really do. That I haven't been like scared out of my wits in a good little while. And I think there's something going on next week with that like masquerade with the at the Delft Theater.
Yeah, there is. Nick was talking to you about that from the chamber.
Yeah,
At Food Fest.
Yeah. So this is probably my favorite time of year too, because I love Halloween. I love fall football. You know, great sports with the World Series going on right now. It's a good time of year for all that stuff. But, you know, one thing, though, Jason, that can kind of, with everything going on right now, it's a crazy time and a good time. But, one thing that can kind of slip or maybe kind of fall off the radar a little bit is, saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. So what I want to talk about today are just tips to make saving for retirement easier.
Okay.
First thing I realize, saving for retirement is not easy, and that's why I'm here to help out. So, no cost or obligation, and, it might not be on the forefront of your mind to save for retirement, but I think it should be, definitely. So the first step is really just to begin, and there's really no excuse not to. So the most important step is really just getting started. And like I said, that's with a conversation, sitting down, kind of going over the budget, what's coming in every month, what's going out every month, and coming up with a game plan. So it all starts with a conversation. And then once we sit down, we're going to go over a goals. You know, what are some of your short-term goals? Are you saving up for maybe a down payment on a house, or are you looking to pay down some debt? But, kind of work on your goals. And I think it's important when you start a savings program to start small and work your way up. So you don't want to go run a marathon day one, but you don't want to go run around the track once either. You want to find that happy median. But I always like to start on the smaller side and work your way up, because that way we're going to go back. Because if we ran a marathon day one, we're not going to get out of bed day two. We're going to be too sore, right?
Well, yeah, you bet. Just like the old adage, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. And then when we talk longer term, we're going to pick a retirement date, and then we're going to determine a savings goal, and determine your lifestyle, how many years you expect to live, and really kind of work backwards and break a big number down. Say, hey, you might need a lot of zeros to retire in your bank account, but when you break it down on a monthly basis, we're going to find a manageable way to get started there. I kind of joke, say, hey, Jason, I can retire next 4th of July. I can retire, tomorrow. I just have to be dead by the next 4th of July, So, taking big numbers, that wasn't really that funny, but I can pull it off better sometimes. But, taking big numbers and breaking it down. But you know what? Financial planning is, putting together a financial plan or having it on paper is very important. But all it is really just ink on paper, so it's important to review it regularly and make adjustments as needed as well. Taking advantage of retirement plans. You might have a 401k at work that might offer a company match. That's free money. Jason, I read a stat, something like $24 billion in claimed company matches were left out on there on the table.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of money left out on the table, a lot of zeros there.
My goodness.
Yeah, so take advantage of any matching opportunities at your business. If you don't have any of those options, maybe a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, some of my business owners out there, SEP IRAs are some options. Getting day-to-day expenses under control. Watch your eating out. Those monthly subscriptions can add up. But small changes in spending habits now means more money to invest, and that's going to make a big difference in retirement. Finding a balance between paying off debt and saving a retirement. So you want to look at things like interest rates that you have on those loans. There's some tax advantages to some debts out there, and missing out on some compound interest. Those are all factors to take into consideration, whether deciding to pay off debt or save more for retirement. So Jason, I always like to end, every conversation. Look, we all got to make money. That's why we strap on our boots and come to work every day. But it's important to use that money to make more money and stick to the process, stick to the process, stick to the game plan. So Jason, I'm fired up. I can't wait to be back next Friday. Love it. Hey, if you guys need to reach out to me, find me on Facebook. Shoot me an email if you have any ideas on some topics. scott.sampeer@nm.com or give our office a call, 906-629-6007.
Friday Finances with Scott Sampeer from Northwestern Mutual. People, you can go and see Scott free of charge. Get to sit down with the man. Like he said, it all starts with the conversation, and there's nobody else to trust in the area than Scott Sampeer from Northwestern Mutual. Friday Finances, always a pleasure, sir, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the Fresh Coast Film Festival.
I will.
I know that there's going to be a decent amount of food trucks down there. So
yeah, you can't go wrong with those either.
Yeah, we have some wonderful, delicious food trucks in Marquette. Hopefully we're meeting next week with another victory underneath our belt.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, Jason Lee.
I like it. 7:41, your Friday morning coming up. We will take a quick break. We'll get back into it. Going to be checking in with Ron Plum and your sports. It's the Morning Show with Jason Lee and your home for today's music, 94.9 The Bay. Good morning.